During a Super Bowl interview, Attorney General Pam Bondi puts FBI leakers on notice.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. You may want to chime in once you hear some of this news that came out yesterday as Pam Bondi, Attorney General of the United States, was interviewed outside of the Super Bowl, which I'm sure a lot of you were watching, and made a claim that looks like it may be true because during certain ICE raids, it seemed like somehow the people they were looking for were informed. And of course, how could that have happened? Well, there are some theories going around, Will, and a theory from Attorney General Bondi, of course, indicates that it's coming from the inside.
That's right. And Secretary Noem of DHS actually tweeted before this interview, "The FBI is so corrupt, we will work with any and every agency to stop leaks and prosecute these crooked deep state agents to the fullest extent of the law." And then
Pam Bondi responded.
Right. And we have that clip we can play here. And that is Pam Bondi, Bite 8, during an interview outside of the Caesar Superdome in New Orleans. Let's go ahead and run it.
If anyone leaks anything, people don't understand. That jeopardizes the lives of our great men and women in law enforcement. And if you leaked it, we will find out who you are and we will come after you. And it's not going to stop our mission. It's not going to stop the president's mission to make America safe again. We were very clear with the lawsuit that we filed in Chicago that if you don't follow the law, you will be prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
Yes, I mean, couldn't be clearer, but it is another one of those moments where we see what's actually going on the inside. And that's why we got to make sure that we are not losing sight of everything that's happening. Just because you have a new administration in town doesn't mean everything gets done rapidly, quickly, and you have staff that needs to be replaced. Because if you do have people on the inside, sure, you have Attorney General Bondi saying that we're going to come after whoever leaked this information. But the fact that you even have a department which is full of people ready to leak this information, or even a few people or one person ready to leak this information, shows sort of the root of the problem.
And when you think about what information is leaked, and this mainly goes to a massive ICE raid slash operation that they were planning for the Los Angeles area, as well as Tom Homan also referenced it, one in Colorado, where we know that Tren de Aragua was also setting up shop, that these memos were leaked that were supposed to be internal government, cross-departmental, that talked about the actions they were about to take. This information is leaked, and it gives the criminal migrants the ability to prepare, to leave, to thwart this action, this enforcement action by the Department of Homeland Security. And when you think about the concept that this isn't some low-level policy shift within an administration, this is potentially someone leaking something about governmental action on criminal gang activity within our country, and in with the proposed motive of stopping that or slowing it down. That is the complete opposite of what the mission of the FBI is supposed to be. They're supposed to be keeping us safe, upholding the law. And if they are trying to thwart activity from the Department of Homeland Security, that is frightening.
Yeah, when you hear this, what do you think? Are you shocked by it? I unfortunately don't seem to be that shocked by it. It seems like this is what would have happened. And what do you think needs to be done? Give us a call. I'd love to hear your feedback, your thoughts. We can pass those along. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, the deep state is always feels like they're always leaking information and once again been accused of it. And this is exactly what we warned you about. This happened a lot in the first term, President Trump. And now it's going to come out again to try to undermine the plans of this administration. We've even seen sort of the pushback on DOGE and a lot of the things that have happened. And it's happening again. And we're fighting back in court. So we need your help. Because again, it's not over just because you have a more friendly administration. It's not over because you see the president getting cheered at the Super Bowl. We have 25 lawsuits right now. Nearly 25 lawsuits against the deep state. We're taking on the FBI still. We need your help. Go to ACLJ.org and donate now. Do it today. Do it right now. Your dollars will have a direct impact in pushing forward the agenda that we need pushed through our efforts. Right now, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Seculo. I'm going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. When you hear about this, Will, and I think we need to reset a little bit because I'm looking at the numbers right now on YouTube. A lot of people just are joining us right now. If you are brand new to our show or you haven't hit that subscribe button, I'm going to encourage you to do it right now because over 464,000 of you have. Let's get that to 465 today. That would be great. So if you haven't, hit that subscribe button. If you already have, hit the thumbs up. Throw us a comment. If you're watching on Rumble, you can do the same. If you're watching on Facebook, X, you know what to do. You can get involved, share it with your friends, repost, do whatever you need to do. And last, if you're watching on the Salem News Channel, welcome. We're live there now as of beginning of the year, so a lot of great people coming in from that way. But, Will, before we give the question to the audience, let's restate what happened. This happened over the weekend. Obviously, ICE has been in full force going and getting a lot of really criminals off the streets and locating a lot of children that have gone missing. You've seen some of that where they've located so many tens of thousands in just the first few days that now they have a moment where they go in for a big raid, if you will, and clearly they got tipped off.
That's right, and this doesn't seem like it's an isolated event at this point. With Tom Homan, who is the border czar, talking about some of the activity in Colorado being a little bit thwarted by what appeared to be some leaks about the operations there, maybe with some sort of intel given over to the bad actors there. But late last week, the Los Angeles Times posted an article saying, leaked document says, quote, large-scale immigration enforcement action coming soon to L.A. And Christy Noem replied to that post by the L.A. Times just yesterday saying, the FBI is so corrupt. We will work with any and every agency to stop leaks and prosecute these crooked deep state agents to the fullest extent of the law. Then you have a Super Bowl interview with Pam Bondi where she is asked about this. And the context, once again, is someone within the government is leaking intel to bad actors, criminal migrants, gang members in some of the largest cities in the country that, hey, guess what? They're coming for you, maybe plan appropriately. But here's what Pam Bondi, the new attorney general, as of last Wednesday, had to say about this on Fox before the Super Bowl last night. Bite 8.
If anyone leaks anything, people don't understand. That jeopardizes the lives of our great men and women in law enforcement. And if you leaked it, we will find out who you are and we will come after you. And it's not going to stop our mission. It's not going to stop the president's mission to make America safe again. We were very clear with the lawsuit that we filed in Chicago that if you don't follow the law, you will be prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
Very refreshing take to hear. And if you have your feedback, I want to hear from you. Do you think these people who are going to hopefully be found, who are leaking this information, do you think they should be fired? Do you think they should be prosecuted? What do you think should happen to them? Because sometimes it's, hey, fire them, clean house, let's move on. Let's not waste our time and waste our money and energy in trying to get these people thrown in jail or anything like that or fined. Sometimes better just to clean house and move on. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. At the same time, you could support the work of the ACLJ as we try to continue our fight against, they say the deep state, and the deep state always feels like a fictional term, but well, more and more, it seems to be reality.
That's right. And I think another angle that we need to bring into this is the importance of whistleblowers. Under the previous administration, if you were a whistleblower and you spoke out against at what we would consider now, if these actions were happening, deep state activities, but when it was the administration, when it was Biden's administration, the bureaucrats and the agency bad actors felt like they had free rein to continue down that path, they were retaliated against by the federal government. And so there was a chilling effect on whistleblowers over the last 4 years, and really making those potential whistleblowers afraid to come forward because they were afraid of losing their security clearance, losing their job, being put in this purgatory where they're not getting paid, but they're not fired, so they can't move on with their life and get another job. They can't provide for their family. And at the ACLJ over these last 4 years, we have fought for whistleblowers and won for whistleblowers. But we have a case that was just transferred. This is the O'Boyle case. You remember this case where he was reassigned halfway across the country. They started moving him out there. The FBI was transporting his personal property. They put him on administrative leave in the middle of that without pay and effectively held his own possessions, his children's clothing, his clothing, their furniture. Because it was held by the FBI, he couldn't even get that back. So he was made homeless in this process. We just had that case where we were fighting through the administrative process. It has now been officially transferred to federal court. So the DC Court of Appeals, that is now the place where this case lives. We fought for that back at the end of last year. It's officially moved over. And once that completes the processing of the case, we anticipate that they'll issue a scheduling order informing the parties of deadlines to file and the next rounds of brief, etc. But the importance of us fighting and getting justice for those whistleblowers is so much important now, because if there's a potential whistleblower, it's like, I maybe know who leaked this, or I may know where this is going. They may be terrified that by being a whistleblower that they could get in the same situation the Biden administration did over the last 4 years to whistleblowers trying to blow the whistle on bad actions. But this isn't just, we think the policy is bad about targeting parents at school board meetings, which is egregious constitutional violations. But this is the members of the FBI leaking internal documents from a different agency on criminal enforcement of the law against these groups that have gotten in here, their gangs, wreaking havoc across the country. That is just so shocking to think about. They've got to get to the bottom of it, and the whistleblowers have to feel comfortable to come forward, and that's why we fight for them.
Absolutely. If you've been trying to call in, a couple lines just cleared up. We're going through them right now. So 1-800-684-3110. Keep calling. A lot of you have called in already. We're trying to get through everybody's. You know, just be patient. If it rings, let it ring. Stay on hold. We're going to get to you. Let's go ahead and take a call about this. I do see some comments coming in about updates about Tulsi Gabbard. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, as well as updates of Kash Patel. And we're going to discuss a lot more. So you want to stay tuned. It's not just going to be focused on this exclusively, because there also is the fight in Israel. And it took not necessarily a great turn over the last couple of days. And even right before we went on air, there was some troubling news. So we're going to be covering that in just a moment. Let's continue on and take a phone call. Let's go to Charles, who's calling in Georgia on line one. Listening on the radio. Charles, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, are they going to have to file lawsuits everywhere in order to get the courts to approve their ability to arrest people? I mean, when are they going to start arresting people? I thought when people broke the law or they were obstructing, you know, they could just be arrested.
Are you asking are you talking about people within the government? Or are you talking about things on these like raids and such?
Mayors and, you know, anybody in the government that's trying to obstruct it.
Okay.
Well, I think there's a several pronged answer to that, Charles. I mean, one, many times when it is a government official like a mayor or a governor, the way that is handled is through filing a federal lawsuit stopping their law, because it's like a conflict of supremacy clause, not necessarily them going with a criminal action against the governor. But when you also talk about what's going on within the government, if there's a criminal leak of information, those people do face charges. You've seen that even in previous administrations where someone within the FBI or a CIA agent or someone either leaks something or they change a document to try to get what they want and then it gets exposed, many times that does end up in prosecution of those people.
It could be fines, it could be a loss of income.
The other thing you have to remember here too, Logan, is that once again, we've got the Attorney General in. There are many confirmed deputies at the Department of Justice, which have not been confirmed yet. So it's still not a full team of Pam Bondi's own making and the president's own appointing. But then also, Kash Patel. We're going to talk about what that timeline is. But remember, the FBI director is not in place yet. And we need that to happen as well so that he can start to clean house within that entire agency. And hopefully, when we talk about it in the next segment, we'll see some movement on that very soon.
Yep. Let's continue on. Let's take a very quick call right before we go to break. But keep calling because we're opening up lines as we do this. Tom's calling on line two. Tom, what are your thoughts?
You mentioned whether the FBI agent should be put into jail. I don't know if they should be put in jail or fined, like you said, but why doesn't somebody of stature like Pam Bondi suggest that maybe they'll be treated like the J6 prisoners?
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, look, she didn't say those words specifically, but she said, what was the exact quote of where we are going to come after you?
You will be prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that, Tom, maybe you're right that maybe there should be some of that. But you don't want also people you think were unjustly prosecuted or prosecuted too far to use that as an example. Because then you just start having the same conversation over and over again. But I get your point. We got two lines open. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ as we fight on and continue on all of these battles. And look, the deep state battles, we thought we were over with. No, of course not. It's just because the last 4 years it wasn't deep state. It was front state, main state. Now it's back to subverting the plans of the current administration. And of course, for your conservative and a lot of your Christian values. So you need to help support the work of the ACLJ. Donate now. Your dollars will have a direct impact through our efforts. We really appreciate it. Your support is crucial.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Secular. We're going to continue taking your calls because a lot of you are calling in. Stay on hold. 1-800-684-3110. Well, I do think we should give a quick update. A lot of you are just joining. If you're just joining us, we'll restate what the topic is in just a moment. But I do see a lot of comments coming in asking about the current state of Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel, and where things stand, and some talk on Israel as well. So let's start with Tulsi. And today, we will see at least the next step in the process of getting her confirmed.
That's right. And I won't go over all the laborious details that I have before, but effectively tonight, there's a first procedural vote on Tulsi Gabbard's nomination, because right now, when you invoke...
She's out of committee.
Right. She's now before the Senate, but because of that, they can debate a nominee, and that is them filibustering.
Yeah.
So what they can do, though, is file the cloture vote, which tonight is supposed to take place around 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. That will be trying to get to that 60-vote threshold to move on to the full vote. Basically, it ends debate on the nominee, and they have a 30-hour clock once you invoke cloture to then say whatever you want to say for the final 30 hours, unless Democrats decide, let's just get it over with. They probably won't. They like running out the clock right now. But so 5:30 p.m. Eastern, that vote, if she passes that procedural hurdle.
Do they have the vote to filibuster? Do they have enough?
We'll see. Well, yeah. We kind of don't know. Yeah. And it depends on how badly the Democrats want to stonewall things and try to stop it. There are other procedural tactics they can take and they can keep going. But there's no doubt that once it gets to that floor vote, they believe, especially with the ones out of the Intel committee that then change their vote, that she should be confirmed pretty easily on the floor of the Senate once we get to that. But that starts tonight at around 5:30 p.m. for that cloture vote.
All right, so that's a good update on Tulsi. And if that goes through, then it could be what, by the end of the week, there could be her regular confirmation vote.
If she clears that tonight, they could vote as early as late tomorrow night on Tuesday or early Wednesday morning for the full confirmation. And then as soon as they are done with Tulsi's nomination or confirmation, they're going to move on to RFK Jr.
Okay.
So that should happen very soon as well.
And then sort of the one hanging out there right now is Kash Patel, because that was the one they were able to push and delay. Now, the odds, and you were telling me even the betting odds, were that he was going to clear this no problem, but it seems like we all thought it was going to happen to Tulsi, but it seems like they've pushed Cassius. That's the one they were able to figure out how to delay.
And that is because Democrats are trying to delay the president having his full slate of cabinet or cabinet adjacent or governmental leads within these departments. And so the hearing for Kash Patel was the same day as Tulsi Gabbard's.
Yes.
And he was there for, I believe, like 5 hours answering questions. Democrats tried to force a second hearing on Kash Patel. Senator Grassley did not abide that and said, no, I think he's done a really good job. We're going to move forward. They used some rules within the committee on the judiciary to delay it a week. So while Tulsi and RFK Jr. got their votes, even though it was the same timing last week, they used some rules and procedures to get it delayed a week. But now it looks like they have set up a vote on Thursday to vote him out of committee. So as soon as they vote him out of committee, then you get transferred to the full Senate and you have a very similar process. It'll probably take a few days to a week to get that teed up. So we're looking at next week, if he has a successful vote, it moving to the full Senate, and then them getting him confirmed into that position of FBI director, which I think is very important that we have a new FBI director when you're seeing potential leaks out of that agency.
Yeah, let's restate that, because so many of you are joining us right now. And if you've already heard this, apologies, but you know what? I want to take some calls about this, and I want to make sure we set it up properly. A lot of this happened over the weekend. You had Kristi Noem out there saying, hey, it looks like when we're doing these ICE raids, that certain information is getting to people, that it's leaking out. And we think it may be leaking specifically from the inside. We think there are people within ICE saying, hey, this is coming, or within the government somewhere saying this is coming, and letting people, again, as Will said, a lot of them are not good people. This is our drug dealers, murderers. These are the right now, that's what they're mainly focusing on. The criminals. And the criminals are able to get free and move forward because there are people on the inside doing this, allegedly. Pam Bondi responded, our attorney general, Pam Bondi. She said, hey, if we find this out, we're going after people. We know who it's going to be, and we will find you. We will get you. And I posed a question to you at the audience, and what do you want that to look like? Do you want them to be arrested? Do you want them to be fined? Do you want them to be fired? What level are you running this to go to? Because, look, I think a lot of us see what's going on even in the federal prison system, and I'm not really a big fan of a lot of the things that they do and the way they treat people and the people who are not in there justly, or it seems like the scale is not balanced. Or you could have violent criminals who have attacked our police, have done so many things, and they're in jail for a couple days, and then you have people who, you know, unknowingly took some bad advice from a tax attorney, and then all of a sudden they're in jail for 50 years. I don't feel it's a very fair system. So let's take some calls about that. Let's first go to Brian, who's calling in Missouri on line 6. Brian, you're on the air.
How you guys doing today?
We're good, Brian. Go ahead.
Hey, I just think that they should be prosecuted to the full extent and take away all of their funds. Take away the things that they've gained by being corrupt and treat them like they've treated our president and do the things to them, what they've done to him and the rest of the people that are out there. They're sitting in jail right now.
Yeah, Brian, I understand you feel that way, and I'm sure that there are people who feel similarly to you. What's interesting is I'd be very curious, as you said, was there financial gain for any of this? Was this someone getting paid off or some situation? Or is this the person thinking they're the hero? You know, thinking they are the just, you know, the V for Vendetta moment where they are taking over the government and subverting it for the greater good. It's interesting because I'm sure they could be, you know, made into heroes.
Well, and I think, once again, if they get out of this, are they going to become like Andy McCabe, you know, who has made a name for himself on CNN for the left? But the problem here, and I agree, Brian, you know, when you look back at even the first Trump administration, the organization of the government from the get-go was hampered, one, by the Mueller investigation, but two, by Trump not being a politician, not knowing who to put in. Some of the cabinet level picks were not great, took some bad advice. As you can tell within this first almost month of his presidency, which has already felt like 4 years because of how much has gotten done, I think that you can tell that the people are more serious about the rhetoric of holding people to account than we saw in the first administration.
You saw a lot of Washington, D.C. You saw a lot more of those, as you'd say, quote unquote, swampy people put in those positions. Because they were running things like this was a normal presidency, where you could delay, you could take your time, you could be slow, you could get stuff never gets done. They were full-blown federal government. But now you have a group of people who that is not their usual play, and they are moving fast. And I think to prove that point, look, we got a second half hour coming up on this show. First half hour blew by. If you are on hold right now, Bill, Tony, Dimitro, Gary, Sandy, and there's one ringing right now. We're going to get to you. Just stay on hold. We'll do our best to get to you in the second half hour. We're also going to talk a little about Israel, what's going on over there, as well as give you updates on Tulsi Gabbard as she has a vote tonight. Again, if you're watching online, don't go anywhere. We got another half hour and a very short break. If you listen on the radio and you don't get us for the full hour, or you have to leave us right now, go to aclj.org. You can also listen later on at any time on aclj.org, on YouTube, Rumble, however you find us. But this is a great time to support our work. You're going to hear from CeCe Hyle coming up about how we're getting involved as well. Go to, once again, aclj.org right now. Your support is crucial and it's critical, and your dollars have a direct impact through our efforts.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to the second half hour of Seculo. If you're joining us online right now, I'm going to ask you to share this however you can with your friends. And a good way to do that on YouTube is just hitting the subscribe button, the thumbs up, and throwing in a comment. If you're on Facebook, on X, or Rumble, you can share it. Share that link. That really, really does help get the word out there. And more people get to hear about the messages that we push out here at the ACLJ. You can also do that by just going to aclj.org and supporting our work. We got a full bank of phone calls right now. Oh, no. Well, yeah, right now. Full right now. But we'll do our best to get to as many as we can in this next half hour. So stay tuned. CeCe Hiles going to be joining us. Will Haynes is in studio with me right now. And let's restate a little bit of what's going on just so you have an update. As the few topics that we've talked about today, which was one that Attorney General Pam Bondi spoke at the Super Bowl and talked about the leaks that are coming out potentially, as Kristi Noem said, coming out from the from ICE and from inside the government, tipping off some of these raids so they cannot be successful, and how they will prosecute, they will find them, and they will take care of them very quickly. And of course, a very different rhetoric coming out of this administration. Phone lines, like I said, are open at 1-800-684-3110. I also wanted to give you an update on Tulsi Gabbard. Tonight, there will be a new vote. This will be the vote, as Will said, to end the discussion, really to end any option of a filibuster, to move forward to a full vote, which could happen even as early. They believe it'll get passed tonight, though it's pretty, you know, you never know. But they think that it will take, you know, many hours. And then as early as tomorrow, but more than likely maybe Wednesday, we will see that full vote, and maybe you'll have a new director of national intelligence, you know, Seculo alumni, Tulsi Gabbard. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're praying for. And we'll see what happens there. There's also the confirmation hearings of RFK and of Kash Patel. And I didn't want to forget what's happening in Israel. As you saw the hostages that were released this weekend, the one that was released was horrifying to see. A man who had been through it and was gaunt and, you know, was able to make a speech, and in his speech, it was really hard for me to watch it, to be honest, talked about how he looked forward to returning to his family, to his wife and daughters, unknowingly that his wife and daughter had been murdered in the October 7th attack. So I can't imagine, as a husband and a dad, that is probably what was in your back of your mind to keep you going for these last 500 plus days. And now to get free and to realize that not only are you alive, but you're having to deal with the fact that your family is gone. It was crushing. It was really, really horrible to see. And then you have Hamas today saying, we believe Israel has violated the ceasefire, so no more hostages being released. So we're thankful that a few did get out. And who knows how many are left? Because when you see the conditions, I'm sure what they put out, you know, I'm not sure, but you can only kind of guess that the first ones they put out were the ones that are going to look the healthiest, are going to look like the ones that were taken care of the best. And then all of a sudden you have the one on over the weekend, and it's just shockingly bad. It's really sad. I hope more can get released. I hope, you know, it's weird to say, I hope Hamas changes their mind, but it's more the reality of war that's happening.
That's right. And even President Trump said, you know, we are losing patience with the speed of Hamas on this. This was before them putting a pause on releasing more. But he even said that, you know, the hostages, they look so terrible. They look like Holocaust survivors, which in many ways they are. They survived the most deadly massacring of Jews since the Holocaust on October 7th. But it is tragic when you see that they have released the ones that they were able to start feeding and give medicine and make look more TV ready, right, for their little press conference and propaganda. And as people start to put that out of their mind, maybe, of like, okay, they're releasing hostages and not looking at those propaganda pieces as much, you start to see the condition of those that are still alive. And you pray that more are still alive. But many times Hamas uses a time like this to say Israel violated it no more, because they actually don't have the bargaining chip anymore.
We're going to talk about that coming up with CeCe Hiles in the next segment, talk about how the ACLJ is involved on a global level to support the state of Israel, and of course to support the American government's support of the state of Israel, which is nice to see a change. We are going to take your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. This is another short break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And if you're watching on YouTube right now and you're brand new, hit the subscribe button. We'd appreciate it. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to continue a discussion in the next segments about the ICE raids and sort of the tip-offs that were going on inside the government or the proposed or what they think is happening. But we did want to continue on, Will, and talk about Israel. As we set up in the last segment, a lot of you have a lot of questions, you know, a lot about Hamas and what they're doing and how they're handling it. And of course, President Trump making very strong statements of losing patience. Will, let's set it up and then Cece, would love your thoughts.
That's right. So over the weekend, three men were released by Hamas. These were hostages. As we mentioned, that one of them didn't even know that his entire family had been killed on October 7th. Until he was released from captivity. That image we showed, you could see kind of the before and after, like last photos before their captivity and then them being released over the weekend, and they are unrecognizable. The condition that they were held in, there's reports they were hung upside down by their feet and left to starve, just absolute torture from these Hamas captors. And Cece, President Trump has said that he's losing patience with Hamas. Hamas today mentioned or put out a statement that they are pausing all future releases of hostages because of violations they believe Israel has in the ceasefire deal. I'll let you go over that, but we also say sometimes this is what Hamas does when they have no more bargaining chips or they have nothing left to give. They try to spin it and make it seem like it's Israel's fault. But in reality, the condition of these hostages shows that the health of any remaining, you know, will be increasingly worse if they are still alive.
You have to remember who you're negotiating with. Some people have said, well, why did Israel do this deal where so few get out and hundreds of the imprisoned Hamas members are released? Well, because you're dealing with a terrorist organization and you are trying, you value human life and you value your own people. So you're going to do whatever you can to get them home safely. And sometimes it's not necessarily about a good deal. It's not a one for one deal. You're not negotiating with a normal government here. You're dealing with a terrorist led government. Right. And when that happens, it's not fair. None of this was ever fair.
Right.
And I want to make sure people understand that when they see that, I see the comments coming.
Not fair to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Israel always is the one that makes the concessions. They're always the one that tries to do what's right. And just like President Trump said when, you know, Netanyahu was in town, we've tried something for 70 years and it doesn't work. And that's because you're trying to negotiate with a terrorist organization that never, I would say, never honors their words. Not sometimes, never honors their words. And so you have this situation again here with these hostages that were released, these last three hostages. And I've said all along, I'm literally shocked that there have been so many hostages still alive that they have been able to release, because Hamas, they are monsters. And I can't believe that, you know, not all of these people have not been murdered already. But we've seen these last three men as they have been released. Like President Trump said, they look like Holocaust survivors. They were in horrible condition and they were emaciated. And, you know, President Trump said, I don't know how much longer we can take that. And at some point, we're going to lose our patience. And so, yep. You know, now that Hamas has come out and made their statement that, oh, because Israel has violated the ceasefire agreement, we're now not going to release the Zionist prisoners, which were scheduled for the February 15th was the next scheduled. And there, it's postponed until further notice, pending the enemy's, again, Israel's compliance and the retroactive fulfillment of the past week's obligations. And that, once again, is like you're saying, Will, is spin, because Hamas is the one that never honors their word. Israel goes above and beyond. And then Hamas has been pushed into a corner, like you said. They probably don't have any more prisoners that are alive to be released. And that's going to look bad on them, or they're going to look even worse than these last three looked, who were clearly tortured, like you said, hung upside down and starved. That's what monsters do. That's ridiculous. And that's who Hamas is, and that's who they're trying to negotiate with. So I think Trump's right. At some point, we lose our patience.
Yeah, and Hamas is responding, allegedly, they're giving it to the strategic attacks happened over the weekend in Lebanon.
That's right. That is part of it. They also add that they say some of these details, like not allowing a quick enough return to northern Gaza, which, as we know, has been completely leveled, that there are these little bargaining points that were in the deal that they're trying to say Israel is not living up to. Yes, Israel did do some airstrikes in Lebanon, which should not have any bearing over Hamas. However, they are very kindred spirits, Hezbollah and Hamas, because of their same mission to destroy and eradicate the Jewish people in the state of Israel. But once again, you look at this and the work that we've done and the proximity we have at the ACLJ to these hostages, to the hostage families. We have been fortunate and blessed that some of the hostages, the families we represented, they were able to have reunions with their family.
Yes.
That isn't the case for all of them.
Right.
And even for some of the hostages that are finally being freed under this deal, they didn't even know. Probably the one thing that was keeping them alive through that torture of Hamas was the hope of being reunited with their family one day.
Right.
Not learning until after their release that their family was killed, murdered, by their own captors,
right,
back on October 7th. And they had been the lone survivor of their family and survived torture and brutality for over a year to be released and find out that your family is no longer.
Right. The one hope that they had, like you said, we can imagine that when you're being tortured and you have it for, you know, as long as they have been in captivity, that the one hope that they were holding out is that they would be reunited with their wife and their children. And then to find out that they had been murdered and they are not going to have that reunion is just, again, continuous torture. And again, shows Hamas, how evil Hamas is. And like you said, we had 10 clients that the ACLJ actually represented before the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances at the United Nations. And so far, two of them have been declared murdered. And then six of them have been released. And we have two that remain, and we obviously do not know about the status of whether they're alive or dead, but we're hopeful that they will be released.
Yeah, but the fight for the ACLJ continues on, as we will not stop our support of Israel and these hostages. And look, I understand the frustration, and I'm looking at the comments, and people are concerned about the way that they're negotiating. But again, you have a country who values human life and a country that does not. And sadly, those that do not, when they have any bargaining chips, they're going to give you the least possible. At least some people got free. But it is disheartening to see the moves that have come up this weekend. And we were all maybe hoping that it was going to last longer. Things could happen. You never know what will occur in the next few hours even. It's not that shocking, but we're hopeful. And we can stay hopeful. we need to keep praying for these families and praying for the hearts of these people. So I encourage you, go to ACLJ.org and take a look at some of the great resources we have there. Obviously, if you can support, but look at the great resources we have that you can share with your friends, because there's so much there. If you have any issues or you have any concerns, there are easy to understand resources there for all these topics we talk about. So go to ACLJ.org, do that. Download the new ACLJ app while you're at it as well. If you already have the ACLJ app, you can update it, but we have a brand new ACLJ app. It's really cool. You can say, hey, maybe Israel is your top topic. You can tell the app that, and it will customize the experience for you, or maybe it's life or any of these. So do that. Go to ACLJ.org/app or scan the QR code and download the app. A lot of you have already, and it's still brand new, so make sure you give us your feedback. If you're an ACLJ champion, you get even a more of a customized experience. That's someone that gives on a monthly basis. So when I do it, when I log in, it says champion at the top, which is pretty cool because I am an ACLJ champion as well, obviously, as a supporter. But I encourage you right now to do that as we head into the next break. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to say Bill, Tony, Dimitro, Sandy, Jesse, and we got one line currently being screened right now. We're going to take as many calls as we possibly can, so stay on hold. I know a lot of you are on hold for about a half an hour. We are going to do our best to get to as many of you as possible in the next segment. Just get your comments ready. Start thinking about them. So then when we go to you, you're ready to go. Again, I'm going to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. There's so many of you watching online that maybe never have seen us before. That's sort of the best part, and maybe sometimes the worst part, because it's hard to reach. The best part of being on a platform like YouTube where things are discoverable, or now on the Salem News Channel where maybe you're watching on Pluto, maybe you're watching on Samsung Plus and you've never seen us before. We do this show each and every day from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, as well as great clips and segments that gets posted and exclusive content on all of our channels and social media outlets. So I encourage you right now, if you are brand new, there's a great way to support the ACLJ, and I'm not going to ask you to give financially. If you want to, great, but what I'm going to ask you to do is just hit that subscribe button. And like I said, on YouTube alone, over 464,000 of you have done that. I'd love to get that up to 465,000 today. And with just you watching right now, I know we can do that. There's so many more. It's 200,000 who watch on Rumble. Millions on some of the other platforms. It is amazing the way new media is able to get people. We're not just a media organization. We're not just a show. You heard about the legal work we're doing, and we'll continue that on as well. And you're going to hear about that all through this week as we have a lot more to cover. Because right now we are battling 25 lawsuits specifically against the deep state. We're taking on FBI's weaponization against Christians and conservatives. And just because you have an administration now, you know, a little bit more willing to work with us, that doesn't mean you're going to have to root out a lot of these problems. We're going to talk more about that coming up with a lot of the calls that have come in at 1-800-684-3110 or go to aclj.org. We'll be right back with the most important voice, yours.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
All right, last segment of the day. But of course, if you're subscribed, you're going to get a lot more content always pushed throughout the day on our social media feeds or on YouTube and Rumble. Let's continue on and take some phone calls. There are 6 calls in 8.5 minutes. Let's see if we can do it. Let's go in the order they came in because that's, I think, the only fair way right now. Bill's calling in Wyoming on line one, watching on ACLJ.org. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick thought, spitballing. It would be kind of nice to be able to send the leakers back with the gang members and lawbreakers. Anyway, my main reason for calling is, what about all these lawsuits as trying to prevent President Trump from fulfilling his promises, like defunding USAID?
Yeah, we saw that, Will, over the weekend. A lot of halts, a lot of stops, a lot of rogue judges getting in the way.
That's right. And to Bill's point, I mean, we warned this would happen. What did we say during the lead up to inauguration? We said the work of the ACLJ to be able to file in these cases and enter into as an amicus or other ways we can work. It's going to ramp up the attorneys' work exponentially over the next 4 years because that is the tactic they're going to take. And you jurisdiction shop, you find the right place where. At the lower court level, you can get a judge to put a temporary restraining order or an injunction in place to try to halt and slow down the work. I do think that with the vast majority of these, the U.S. government will be able to prevail and continue this work. But that I do love the whack-a-mole the left's having to play because as soon as they get a TRO in place on one aspect of it, the DOJ team just goes, cool, we've got a million other places we can go and do this. So they move on to another one. They start gutting it. They start getting rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse. And then they move on to the next. It's so fascinating. Yeah. They weren't ready for this. I think the left took DOJ as a joke.
Absolutely.
And so weren't prepared for how quickly they are cutting the budgets of their bureaucrat buddies. It's great.
Let's there's a call that's pretty related. Let's go to Sandy in California. And hey, fun fact about whack-a-mole. I once met with the guy who created whack-a-mole.
So that is the least surprising thing you've said on the show today.
So go ahead, Sandy, you're on the air.
Thank you. God bless you guys and your organization. I wondered if there's any action that we can take legally against the bureaucrats who approved our taxpayers' dollars to go to these frivolous and bogus causes.
Look, Sandy,
I mean, absolutely. Here's the biggest thing you can do. Vote the congressional leaders out of office that structured it this way.
We're approving all of this.
I think that to some degree, a lot of the discretionary spending and then the grant programs, I don't think it's the bureaucrat themselves that did anything within U.S. law illegal, even though it probably should be in many cases.
Pushing through things that were absolutely ridiculous and egregious. Will's right. It may not be technically illegal, but it is government waste. You are wasting taxpayer dollars on things that have no impact. I think that's also the main thing is you can't even trace a lot of these organizations back to being real. They don't have websites. They don't have anything. According to Elon Musk, a lot of it was just submitted for approval. Approved.
Well, and I think also we got a taste of this when you saw all the fraud of COVID relief dollars that was essentially operating like the way USAID has been working for generations. So there could be people on the other side of that that do get prosecuted for defrauding the United States government by saying that here's the work we do when they're actually doing nothing at all but taking the dollars of Americans.
All right, 4 more calls in 5 minutes. Let's keep trying. Dimitro is calling on line 3. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen, and thank you very much for your hard work. God bless you guys. So on the question of should AG Hambandi persecute agency leaks, of course she should 100% and put into jail or fine those who went against the law. For the last 4 years, we've seen so much nonsense, so much shenanigan. Our country became looking like banana republic, literally. I mean, I talked to my Slavic friends from Ukraine and Russia, and I can't with a straight face tell them how horrible the corruption is in Russia and Ukraine. Because unfortunately, we were getting to the same level here within the last 4 years with the previous administration. Now, we need to put into jail or find those who did wrong. Because in our state of Washington, now they're proposing to have insurance for gun owners. Guess what? If that goes through, we're not going to be able to have, to enjoy Second Amendment because people can barely pay for their bills of as a consequence of the last 4 years.
Yeah, Dimitro, a lot of those are, you know, state-by-state kind of issues, and of course you're living in a state where that would be the case.
Well, but then you also look at the executive order President Trump signed reaffirming and putting in safeguards to protect the Second Amendment. I feel like the U.S. government may sue Washington if they feel like that is infringing upon the rights that are within that state. But once again, Dimitro, I agree with everything you said. I feel like the Bidens learned from the best when it comes to Ukrainian corruption, potentially, and Russian corruption. But we'll see where it goes, and hopefully that we start holding people accountable.
Thanks for calling. Tony now in Tennessee. Go ahead. We are running short on time. Let's try to do it.
Logan, thanks so much for taking my call. It's good to talk to you guys again. Let's see. I've got a great appreciation for the, and I'm sure you guys are all attorneys there with law degrees. I've got a great appreciation for our legal system and the study of that, warts and all. But in doing so, I'm convinced this country needs a lot more hanging judges. And these guys.
All right, Tony, I think we went a little too far on that. Let's go ahead and continue on. Sorry about the folks. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're on the air.
Hi. Regarding the ICE raids, at least some of the subjects of those raids are probably members of those criminal gangs that have recently been declared international terrorists.
Yeah, Jesse, I'm only cutting you off because we're just really running low on time. But yeah, I think that that's true. There's a lot of these arrests that are happening, and that's what they're talking about.
Well, and his point is too is that are these agents then aiding and abetting the enemy terrorists?
I think.
And I think that's where the Attorney General, the next FBI director, is going to have a lot more leeway in showing the way forward.
Yeah, it's not all humanitarian seeming. Like, oh, we're just going to tell these families to avoid. This is not what's happening here. It doesn't seem like it, at least. He wouldn't have this kind of outcry. All right, Jesse, thank you. Kurt in Wisconsin, watch on Salem News Channel. Kurt, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Is this for Kurt?
Yep, Kurt, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to respond to the question about what should be done with these government...
Hey, turn your radio off, Kurt.
These government employees, I feel they should be fired and lose their retirement altogether.
Yeah, Kurt, I'm only cutting you off because we're having some sound difficulties. I think you were listening on the radio as well to hear yourself, and that happens sometimes. But yeah, I think a lot of people think they should be, you say they think they should be fired, should never be able to work in government again. Same for the leakers. And if you were a retired federal employee, we appreciate that. I'm sure you were an upstanding citizen and took your job seriously.
Well, I also think to his point, he's saying that, you know, if he were to steal this information, but you also look at the payment system that's being approved that Elon Musk is looking into. They're trying to say he's trying to take away programs and benefits. In reality, he's trying to make the government operate efficiently. And even the Treasury coding for different things had no cost center code. If the U.S. government were to be audited by the IRS, they would shut down the U.S. government and probably charge people with crimes because it is operating outside of any modern system. And that's where waste, fraud, and abuse slips through.
Hey, I'm going to ask you to throw up that QR code on screen right now because I want people to scan it, get involved right now. Let's do the ACLJ app. Let's do just like an ACLJ, their champion, or donate one because I want you right now to support the work of the ACLJ. Your support is crucial. Go to aclj.org right now and donate. You heard what our fight against the deep state is and how it continues on. We need your support right now. We are up 25 lawsuits right now just on this topic alone. So go to aclj.org and become an ACLJ champion if you can. Talk to you tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.